First Timothy, chapter number 3. First Timothy, chapter number 3, verse number 14. First Timothy, chapter number 3, and verse number 14. Paul says, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, and that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and truth of and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." I want to preach a few minutes tonight, right quickly, if God be our help. Amen. On this thought, a restoration process. A restoration process. Now, if we look in here, and Paul's talking to us about the mysterious process in which godliness is restored. Amen. Godliness is that's what we need in America today. We need a restoration, a process of restoration of godliness, or a God-wardness toward God. Amen. Praise God. And Paul says here that how we ought to behave. Amen. Now, we looked at that word on Sunday night, I believe it was, and we talked about that word ought. He said, man ought always to pray. Amen? That's the same word. He said that word ought here, and that's a commandment. It's a moral obligation to what we ought to do. So God's laying out here through Paul again and saying that Jesus said it, or Luke, but Paul says it here in 1 Timothy, that men how thou oughtest to behave thyself, how men ought to behave, that we ought to follow in a moral duty, praise God, unto God, a moral obligation unto the Lord. Amen. And we see this, praise God, as God begins to speak to us in this text, behaving ourselves in the house of God. So how we ought to behave ourselves, our moral obligation, how to behave at God's house. How to behave, praise God, before the world. We ought to see it as how the church ought to act, how we ought to behave. He's talking about the visible church. Not just talking about a spiritual church, I'm talking about a visible church. What people see when they look in the door at us. Amen? Said we've got a moral obligation, praise God, to hold a higher standard. To come together, worship Him in spirit and truth, to stay with His Word, I mean, to stick with what He says, let it be the force that guides us, the principles that help us to stay focused on the purpose and the plan of the Holy God. That's what Paul did. And then one day he'd come to a place where he'd say, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course. He said, now I'm ready to be offered. Amen? My time has come. He said, I've endured, I've fought a good fight, I've been there, praise God. He said, you can look at me and see the visible signs of God in my life. As God's people, praise God, as the church, are visible, and then as also as we ought to behave as God's people. Amen, praise God. Those that are, you say, well, who are God's people? Those are the ecclesia, those that are called out. Those of us that's been called unto Him, those of us that's been born again, praise God. Those of us that God's knocked on our door and showed us we're sinners and pointed us to Calvary so that we can be saved, praise God, from the guttermost to the uttermost and know it down in our hearts. I'm glad it's a no-so salvation, ain't you? Praise God, I don't have to wonder or ponder over it. Jesus Christ knocked on my heart's door and saved me by His marvelous grace. Let me know that I was no sinner, no way to save myself. Couldn't reach high enough to get out of that pit and that mire I was in. It was consuming me, it was sucking me down. But praise God, Jesus reached further one night that I could reach up and got a hold of me and pulled me up out of that mess. Praise God, cleaned me up, put my feet upon a solid foundation of Jesus Christ, my Savior, and He is the Lord of all. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that. And praise the Lord, I can thank Him and praise Him. I get excited about Him. Glory to God. Hey, don't feel sorry for me. I'll be all right. Amen. Because I love the Lord because He first loved me. Amen. So we see the church visible. We see the church of God's called out people. Amen. The ones that God called out and called unto Himself. And we see God's people, those visible people, those called out people, praise God, serving a living God. Now, he didn't say that we were serving some God. He said we're serving a living God, a church of the living God. Now, the church, what church does, church serves God. That's what we do. We're here to serve the Lord, to magnify Him, to lift Him up, to praise Him, to give Him glory. Amen? Or try to do that every day. And look for opportunities to just praise the Lord. Amen? We praise Him and give Him glory. Praise God. We ought to be praising and giving glory to the world today. Because there's Christ in us, the blessed hope of glory. Serving a living God. I'm glad I don't serve a dead God. My God's alive, alive forevermore, ain't yours? Amen. I'm glad I serve a living God. Amen. He ain't a has-been God. He ain't a might-be God. He is God. Besides Him, there's no other, praise God. And we serve, you serve, I serve, we serve a living God. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? He said it's the church, the called out of God, the church that called out of the living God. Amen. And we stand before Him, praise God, His presence, and He's alive today, and He's well, and He's there to intercede for us. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that's just as live and vibrant and real as they've always been. I tell you, we get caught up, if we ain't careful, in times like this. That we get to, in our people, our families, our homes, our churches, in our nation, we get to come to a point in a time that we got to make some decisions. We got to take a stand and praise God. If we ain't careful, we get to worrying and fretting, praise God. But we ought to just fall on our face and put it in God's hands and say, Lord God, it's yours anyway. We're just going to trust you. We know we can't make the difference, but you can. We ask you, God, just to intervene. Lord, just intervene in my life. Praise God, do for me what I can't do for myself. Help me, praise God, to stay focused, knowing that you have made me a promise. You made us a promise. And your promise will be fulfilled. Amen. Praise God. I read the last book, the last chapter, and he said the church comes out here pretty good. Amen. We come out here with a blessed hope. And one day, praise God, all the tears, the sorrow, the sadness, and the crying, and the death, and the dying, praise God, is going to be wiped away. Amen. Glory God. If there's any tears in heaven, they're going to be tears of joy. Praise God. Tears of excitement because of who God is. Manifestation, praise God. The mystery, and glory, hallelujah. The restoration process. He said the church is that pillar that supports the truth. Amen. That very pillar that supports the truth. Praise God. That pillar that's holding it up. That pillar that stabilizes it. Amen. That place or that pillar that's an anchor, praise God. He said, God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen? So we have that pillar, praise God. And then we have that pillar is the truth. Praise God. It's not concealed. Praise God. It's open. It's known. That pillar, he said that we know. Praise God. God, the pillar of the church. He said it's something that he's someone that we know. Praise God. It's someone that we recognize, something that we can see. Oh, we may not be able to see God visually with our eyes, but I tell you, if we'll look around, we'll see the mighty hand of God. As if a person was showing me yesterday a video, and they're showing the mountains of West North Carolina. And they showed this side of this mountain is just decimated by the winds and the floods and the rains. And it went to the top of the mountain. And then they panned over the other side. And it was just the most beautiful display of leaves and colors that you've ever saw in your lives. And I thought, well, that can't be the same mountain. It was the same mountain, just different sides of that mountain. Amen. Praise God. It was decimated on one side. There wasn't even no leaves on the trees. But on the other side, after you topped over, just right at the top of the mountain, it was beautiful, praise God. The vibrant colors of the leaves as they changed into fall colors. It was just magnificent. It was the mighty hand of God. A living God, praise God. Just as God stands to the oceans, praise God. And it always amazes me. They come up, the tide comes in, and God says, that's enough, that's far as you go, and it goes back out. Amen. God does that. He is in control today. Paul was trying to tell them the mystery, praise God, the process of godliness, it needs to be restored. We need to restore the process of godliness, godwardness in the day and hour that we live. And he said, we do it by believing. He said, we need to be the pillar of the church, grounded and rooted, praise God, in God Almighty and His Son Jesus. Amen? That makes a difference. And they shouldn't be. And he says it ought to be without controversy. He said, and without controversy. That means, he said, without controversy. That means everyone needs to be in one consent. Or in consent of all. Kind of like the folks were in the upper room. They were all in one mind and one accord. And the Holy Ghost fell on them, praise God, at Pentecost. The Spirit of God come to them. Because it was all in one, in agreement, praise God. There was no question about it. What God says in His Word, praise God, that it's real, it's vibrant, and it's alive. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do you know it's alive? What makes you think it's alive? Praise God, sometimes it gets so real and it gets to running all over me. Amen. Does the Word of God ever get to just running all over you? You get to can't help it and you don't care. Amen. Glory to God. That's the way it ought to be. We just get excited about God because God's excited. It's something to be excited about. Amen. The world around us today, they try to be nonchalant. They try to beat us down. They try to discourage us. But God Almighty's there. He wants to lift us up. He wants to encourage us. He is that blessed hope that we have. And we ought to be excited. And we ought to be one-minded about that. And God Almighty is real. We ought to be in agreement, praise God. Because God Almighty is real. And He's a real influence on our lives. He said, you say, how come? Because God was manifest in the flesh. Amen? You see here it says God was manifest in the flesh. The Bible says in John chapter 1, He said, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was, praise God, He is, and He always will be. We could just take a time out right there and just shout it out and go to the house and say everything's been good. Amen, praise God. He is good. He's always going to be good because He is God. And He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He saved us by His marvelous grace, keeps us by His marvelous grace, loves us, praise God, in mercy. Amen. Gives us encouragement to keep going. John chapter 1, verse 14 said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. The Word of God, the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Word. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that speaks to us. He's the one that gives us encouragement. He's the one that helps us along the way. He's the one we can't do without. Amen. A lot of people try to do without Him today. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, you try to do without Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be left all by yourself. Amen. You'll be left out, period. Praise God. I'm glad we don't have to be. I'm glad we've got Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He was manifest. The Word was manifest in the flesh. We know it. We've seen it. We heard it. Praise God. It's been preached down through the centuries. Praise God. Our mamas and daddies heard it. Their mamas and papas heard it. Our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmas and papas heard it. And praise God. They kept telling it. Why? Because it was something to be told. Because there was a restoration process that needed to be taking place in every family. Praise God. Every member that was coming into this world. They need to have that restoration process to be restored into the rightness of God. Amen. And the righteousness of a holy God. That's what we need to be. Amen. We're trying to be everything but the righteousness of God. Praise God. We need to be that. Praise God. We need to realize, and when we begin to get that, and we focus on the manifestation and the presence of our Savior, that He came to this earth, born of a virgin, grew up in this world, a world just like me and you live in. You say, well, preacher, it's easier back then. You think so? Amen. And so when you grow up in a place where they hate your guts, they despised you. Amen. They despised Him. They couldn't stand Him. They wanted to kill Him. How many of you ever had a mob want to kill you and throw you off a cliff? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not many of us. We got one back there raised her hand. Praise God. Amen. Knows how Jesus felt. Amen. Glory to God. They hated him, despised him. Amen. It's coming to a day and time and hour that that's the way they're going to start looking at you and I. They're going to start despising us and hating us. Just because we love the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was manifest in the flesh for you and me. Thank God he was. Amen. He come for you and me. You say, well, preacher, he didn't come for me. He came for you. Amen. He was manifest in the flesh for you, for humanity, for mankind. Praise God. And through the process of restoration, praise God, that part of the process to realize the manifestation, praise God, of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? The mystery, he said, it's the mystery, praise God, that we have, the mystery of godliness. Amen? That's what we need. That's not what we need to have, the mystery of godliness in this world. Amen? The mystery of godliness. What is that? The mystery of godliness. That's the doctrines and principles of God Almighty. And those are the mystery means those things that have not been previously revealed. But praise God, we're seeing them now. We're recognizing them now. We're realizing them now. On that Wednesday night when I got saved, praise God, I realized, praise God, the mystery of my sinfulness, praise God, and a mystery of a godliness, praise God, that I didn't have that God was offering me. Glory, hallelujah, I got excited. Amen. He was offering me, praise God, that was previously revealed. He showed it to me. The doctrines, the principles, that the biblical instruction to help us do right. Amen. Amen. It manifests itself to us, praise God. It helps us along the way. Into that godliness, that mystery of godliness, that fear of that reverent respect of God. Hello? Amen. Praise God. It should be a motivating fear. The fear of God ought to be a motivating fear to draw us closer to Him, to help us be more like this, more like our Savior. Day by day, amen. Ask the Lord to help me be more like Jesus. To have the love and compassion in my heart for others. You know, if we could ever get that down pat, it would change our lives forever. It would take care of those little old petty things that we fight with so much in this flesh. If we just learn to love each other like Christ loved us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Unconditional love that we have for one another. Look past our little faults and our failures and our little things that we do and just love each other, praise God, because Jesus first loved us. Amen. Praise God. So we see the power manifest in God. We see the godliness that God wants us to have. He said it's the mystery that was hid, that's now revealed, of godliness. That God-likeness. Amen. He said, it's justified in the Spirit. He said, we're justified in the Spirit. Just as if we had never sinned. That word justified means to vindicate, to acquit. Amen. Even though we were guilty, we know we're guilty. I guess you could say we were guilty as sin. Amen? We were guilty as sin. We were guilty of sin. But he said we're vindicated. We've been acquitted, praise God, by Lord Jesus Christ. He cleared us of all charges. Amen. All those charges that would have convicted me and sent me to death row. Amen. If we ever get a hold of that, boy, we'll get where we need to be and stay there. Because of what God has done for me, praise God. Those charges have been dismissed. Those charges have been forgiven. Amen. Glory to God. And because of that, we've been set at liberty. Because Jesus Christ has come to the rescue. Do you remember the day, the night, the morning, the evening when Jesus showed you was an old sinner and you asked Him to forgive you your sins and got saved? Amen. Got saved by the marvelous grace of God. You remember that? I can't forget it. I cannot forget. Hey, I don't remember, Brother Bill, the day that I was born in the flesh. But I remember distinctly, praise God, the day that I was born into the family of God. Amen. Amen. And it breaks my heart that I haven't always lived like I should. I haven't always let God guide me like I should have, but praise God, He's always been there for me because He forgave me of my sins. Boy, I'm glad I can call upon Him and say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Every day I try to do a little bit better than the day before, and I just about every day I let Him down. He's never failed me, but I've let Him down. I have to pillow my head and say, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't do as good today as I could, but Lord, if You'll help me, watch over me through tonight and give me tomorrow, I'll try to do a little better. Amen. And I get up, I told you, I get up every morning, I look out the window, the first thing I do, and I say, Lord, thank You for this glorious day. If it's raining, I say, thank You for the glorious day. If it's snowing, I say, thank You for this glorious day. Amen. Praise God. It's a gift from God. Praise God. But He said, we're justified in the Spirit. The Spirit of God, praise God, offers us forgiveness. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of people? We're not willing to forgive ourselves. The devil keeps bringing stuff back that you did. Amen. Let me tell you what, you can bring that back on him. Tell him his fate. Said, you old stinking lying rascal, the deceiver of the brethren, one day you're going to get yours. But I'm not serving you today, devil. Said, I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I don't want your places. I don't want your kingdoms. I don't want nothing you've got. I want Jesus, praise God. So, devil, I'm going to look into heaven. Amen. I'm looking for the glorious streets of gold. Praise God. In a throne room of grace. Praise God. I'm not going to quit till I get there. Why? Because of justification of the Spirit. By the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God that moves in her heart. He said He is justified in the Spirit. He said He's seen of angels. Seen of angels. Remember Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11? Amen. Jesus, He's done walked 40 days with them, and He goes up out of here. He ascends up to heaven. They're sitting there watching Him ascend up into heaven. The disciples. And they, all of a sudden, these two men stood by them in white array. And they said, why gaze you up into heaven? So what are you looking for? Hey, maybe they thought he was just going to go up and he'd come back down. Amen. So he said, this same Jesus, which you see going up, same one, not another. He said, one day, praise God, we'll come again in like manner as you've seen Him go up. Praise God, praise God. Amen. You know what those old boys did? Praise God. They said they loaded up then. They went back to the house. And they got to telling everybody. Everybody said, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, He rose from death, ascended up on heaven, sat at the right hand of the Father, and He's getting ready to come back. You need to get ready. Yeah. Amen. They was excited. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Right. And Paul in his day was looking for Jesus to come again. Yeah. Amen. Paul in his day was looking for Jesus to come again. Expecting, praise God. Angels, he's seen of angels. Praise God. Say he was preached. Amen. That's what they did. They went back and they began to preach the gospel. It said, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you know the one that was promised? He came, He lived, He loved, He died, and He rose from the dead. He ascended up to heaven. We saw Him. So he was preached. Amen. Preached, proclaimed with a loud voice. Hey, some people don't like that. I've had two or three people tell me before, said, I couldn't come listen to you preach, you're just too loud. Amen. Amen. Said, you're just too loud, so I can't help it, I get excited. Amen. I just get excited about the Lord, I get excited about the Word of God, I get excited about what He's trying to tell us, to motivate us, praise God, just to get in. Hey, glory to God. If they ever got excited about the Lord, they'd probably shout too. Amen. Glory to God. He's seen a man that's preached, that's proclaimed. They published it abroad. Made it public. The people could hear it. What happened? Jesus Christ ascended up on high. He sat at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Preached unto the Gentiles. Now those is unbelievers. Gentiles, all those that aren't Jews. Amen. I used to struggle with that as a kid. I thought, now who are the Gentiles? Amen. Who are these Gentiles? I thought, well, it's this nation, it's that nation, it's this other nation, it's this country. No, praise God, it's everybody in the whole world that's not Jewish. That's not Jews. That's Gentiles. The Bible said he came to his own received him not. So he said, hey, Paul said, hey, listen, if you don't want Jesus, praise God, I'll take him to the Gentile. Glory, hallelujah, that's how God is. Amen. Come to where I was. Praise God. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I heard it. Praise God. Those that's non-Jews. Those are basically heathen in the world. Amen. Unbelievers. Ungodly. See, what we need is a restoration process. A process of restoration to godliness. That's what Paul's trying to tell us. Amen. Said he was preached to the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world. Amen. Believed on in the world. Amen. What does it mean to believe on? To believe on. It means to trust in. To rely on. And to adhere to what Jesus said. What the Bible said. What the gospel say. Amen. Praise God. He said, praise God, the mystery of godliness, praise God, that mystery, that godliness that'll restore us, praise God, the restoration process that we need. He said he lays it out for us in a mystery that was not known before, that's being revealed now all over the world. Amen. Our little Filipino missionaries. They sent me a letter today. Said they'd kind of got together and they had some serious meetings. And said they've opened up a police precincts. How do you say the priests? Yeah, those. And schools, praise God. And they're allowing them to come in one, sometimes 2 days a week, and preach the gospel. God's just opening the people's heart and they're receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. While we here in America are rejecting it, pushing it away, shutting it away, they're opening the doors and receiving Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. All over the world, people are getting in. In China, praise God, things are, they're rattling cages over there, praise God, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, one page at a time. Amen. Meeting in churches, underground, in basements, hidden away. If they found out, they'd be cast in prison or worse. Amen. Persecuted. But they believe on Lord Jesus Christ. They believe he was believed on in the world, praise God, and people got in. They trusted in faith. They relied on him as it is truth. Amen. Praise God. And they adhered to it as the word coming from God. Man, praise the Lord. That makes a difference. He said, that's what took place. He said, that was Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he was. That's what he did. The personal Christ. And then he was received up into glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. After all that, he was said, praise the Lord. You know what that does? That just settles it all. Amen. He came from glory, came and fulfilled. Praise God. He said, it is finished. The work of Calvary, the work of salvation, the work of giving hope to a Gentile nation, a Jewish nation. Praise God. Then he come out of the grave, victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. Walked on this earth, ascended up to heaven, ascended back up to glory. Amen. To sit at the right hand of the Father on high, to make intercession for you and I. Amen. That's what he's doing today. The mystery, praise God, the process, praise the Lord. The restoration process, Paul lays it out. He said, Timothy, it's pretty simple. Amen. It hasn't been revealed before. It hadn't been laid out like this before. He said, but let me just lay it out pretty simple. He said, this is the restoration process. Amen. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there's no question. There's no doubt about it. Praise God. He was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached. Praise God. Under the Gentiles. That was believed on in the world. And he was received up into heaven. Pretty much the life of Jesus Christ in a nutshell. Amen. And all who believe can be part of the restoration process. Amen. You can get in. You can be remodeled, remade. Praise God, reconfigured. Praise God, by the potter's hands. All you gotta do is step up on the wheel. Praise the Lord. And the potter begins to do the work.
that restoration process, praise God, to a visible people that's God's. God's people, praise God. Amen. That's supported by the truth. Amen. Supported by the truth. Grounded in the Word of God. That's where we got to be. That's where we got to stay. That's all we got. Oh, we can talk this and that, and we talk politics, and we talk race, and all that stuff's okay. But praise God, we got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. The goodness of the Word of God, it'll manifest itself to us. It'll get us through this old world and get us over in the oven. Amen. It'll deliver a safe home one day in a little while. We put our faith and trust in what God says. Amen. What the Lord says. That restoration process, amen, it was all accomplished by one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, on a cross called Calvary over 2,000 years ago, amen. Praise His holy name. What a Savior, what a Lord. Glory to God. Paul said, listen, folks, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to you. He said, but if I can't get to you, he said, you ought to know how to behave yourself. He said, you got a moral obligation to know how to behave yourself. Amen, and this is how you do it. Through a restoration process, restored, amen, praise God, unto perfection. Better than that old car, Brother Junior, that's got the dings and the dents and the scratches and the rust. You know, you can beat them out and polish them out and polish them up and replace the pieces. But God says, I can restore you better than that. Amen, I can restore you to better than you, and I can keep you in that condition. Amen, praise God.